don't jealous me. Heads, man. You mosquito lizards and worms with your laptop eyes.
Don't jealous me. Heads, man. Guess who's back again, gang. T-boys back. Tell all of your friends. Don't jealous me. Letter 1, Season 4. Tolu Lokwe is back in the building. Oh, you guys thought that Daryl Johnson had defeated me? Never. How can you defeat the African Terminator? Don't you know that in nursery school they used to call me Arnold Schwarzenegger Tolu Lokwe? Yes. Back then when I used to drink milk and cookies. Yes, now. If you looked at me funny back then in nursery school, I would jack and eat your milk. I don't care. Semi-skin or fat, whole or unwhole. It doesn't matter. I would take it. But forget that one. That's not the reason why I'm here. The reason why I'm here is because I am so... Tolu Lokwe is so... annoyed. Flabbergasted. Why? Because the clubbing scene is becoming a madness. A what? Madness. It seems that all the bouncers, the security guards, are lacking Specsavers love. Because you guys are just inviting any villager, any pony, any Donkey Kong to be entering inside the club. The clubbing scene has become just a nuisance. Last week, in Newcastle, the land of milk and honey, so I have heard. I went clubbing and I saw a 90-year-old man there. That guy must have been 89 years old minimum. Inside the club, bald-headed guy throwing up gang-related signs inside the club. Ask your age. I'm sure some of you are thinking, no, but he's an OG. No, he's not an OG. He's just an O without a G. He's O for old. Sit your old ass down inside your house. I'm sure you have told your honey that, oh, you're just going for a drink with some of your mates. Who there is your mate? Nobody there is your mate. You are a dirty pivot. Dirty what? Pivot. Dirty pedophile. How can you be there inside the club with youngsters? Instead of you to go and read nursery book to your little one at home, eh? Instead of you to just enjoy your pension money, you veteran war leader. They're there trying to dance to Sean Paul. Got to love me, got to love it inside the club. No! To make matters even worse, this guy, come and see the chain that this guy was wearing. I swear to you, if that chain could talk, he would say to Lope, please, just give me poison. I want to die. I can't live here anymore. This guy's chain, the rust was so bad, it was falling off the chain like glitter. Can you imagine? Instead of you to just go and sit at home. But it doesn't end here. It becomes even worse. Me and my homeboys, when we go clubbing, we make sure we shut it down. We go to the bar and buy out the bar. We don't care. Dumpy, Pep Don, Moe, any bottle that is there, we break it, we pop it, we throw it on the floor, and we mop it after. We don't care. Okay, I'm lying. We could only afford Red Bull because, you know, the recession these days. You know, Olympics is coming. Hopefully, there should be some jobs for some of us. But that's not the reason why I'm talking about Red Bull. The fact of the matter is, this old man came to come and join us at the bar. Has me thinking this guy's going to pop bottles. No, this old pensioner went to the bar and bought one shot of Zambuca. Now, my problem was not that he only bought one shot. My problem was that this guy bought the shoot and went to the dance floor and held that shot throughout the whole night. Do you know how crazy you have to be to hold one shot throughout the whole night, like it's a glass of red wine or something, and taking little zips and dancing in the dance floor? I said, this cannot be happening. To make matters worse, all of a sudden, I just heard the DJ just go, you know that scratchy sound that they do? I said, what's happening here? He now said, the baddest man in the building, if you know you're a bad man, come on top of these speakers and come and jump onto the girl and dagger her. I said, my God, this has got to be a film. This is not happening right now. All of a sudden, one Gaza man, one gully creeper, who was wearing one red string vest. Bear in mind, it is -1 degrees in Newcastle. Why are you wearing a string vest inside the club? He didn't have a jacket or just string vest from his house straight to the club. Anyways, if that's how you want to live your life, live it. But this guy went on top of the speaker and did Superman onto this lady. I said, my God, what is happening here? These people are doing WWE versus Mortal Kombat. Where is the love? People killing, people dying, people jumping, people flying. I said, I don't understand what's happening here. Do you guys not love your lives? You want to end up in the hospital? My Jamaican buddies, you guys need to stop this nonsense. Just flying from one instrument to a human being, it does not make any sense. Keep your dance simple. 1-2 step, willy bounce, gonna creep. As long as you're not flying, it's all fine. I'm sure you guys thought that was all. No, it doesn't end there. It does not end there. Just when me and the fellas were about to leave to go home, the DJ said, somebody has lost their iPhone, so please come to the reception. So they turned the light on. All of a sudden, come and see this matte black, jet black charcoal lady. Just approaching me, she said, honey, do you want to dance with me? I said, God forbid, please, can you fly away? Ah! Come and see this girl's face, her eyes. Oh my God. I told her, my dancing is not alive. To be honest with you, that doesn't make any sense. But when you're scared, it doesn't need to make sense. People are now chopping liver. Who told you I want to dance with you? Girls, where is your self-respect? Let a guy come to you and come and tell him, and let him tell you that he wants to dance with you, not the other way around. And if you see, she was even wearing flats inside club. Not even high heel, flat. One stupid flat like this with her flat nose and flat eyes. Fix up and look sharp, man. And DJ, stop mixing bashment and slow jams together. It doesn't make any sense. How can you be playing Sean Paul? God to love me, God to love me. All of a sudden, you just switch to Tyrese. These are the signs of love making. It's 2012. How can you be doing such a thing? Man, people, you need to fix up. Clubbing scene is going crazy. Last week, I saw those pictures from Westwood. I'm not even going to go into detail with the pictures, but Westwood, come on. Next time, make sure your bouncers do a very good job and bounce those people out of the club, because, man, I don't know what you are doing. Peace and love. Mr. Don't Jealous Me is back in full effect. Bossa! Don't Jealous Me. Laptop highs.